Now, I heard you say earlier you're fairly new to the show.
Yes.
How has the experience been so far?
It has been a dream. I mean, this show was a dream show and a dream role for me. I had seen the show 6 times before even auditioning for it. And I mean, working with these guys and working with the full company and the crew and everybody, it's a well-oiled machine. And working with every single person in the show has been the biggest delight over the past 5 or 6 months that I've been on.
Give a little synopsis of the show for somebody who's totally unfamiliar with the Jersey Boys.
Well, we like to say it's a show, it's about drug, sex, rock and roll. You know, it's something that, you know, you don't see on the stage very often. It's about 4 blue-collar guys who started at the bottom, rose to the top, then dropped way back to the bottom, and then somehow climbed that ladder and got back up to the top. And it's, you know, it follows their trials and tribulations, and it's also, you know, set to a soundtrack of music that everyone knows and loves, and it's a true story about these guys and how the songs were made. And, you know, it's a history lesson while you're also enjoying a Broadway musical. We always say that it's like an episode of The Sopranos set to the music of the 4 seasons.
And even though it's old school, all you guys are young, it's about young guys. Why should young people be interested in something like this?
Because it's a story that everyone can relate to. You know, it's a matter of, you know, trying times and working through those times and getting yourself back to where you want to be. And it's also, you know, a success story that shows that, like, anyone can do what they set their mind to. You know, Tommy in the beginning of the show, he says, you know, in my neighborhood there were like 3 ways out. You get mobbed up, you join the army, or you become a star. And he says it could happen. It did happen. You want to see how it happened, and then the story goes on and on and on. And so, you know, it's something everyone can relate to, that dream.
What's the favorite part about playing your character do you love?
Oh, I just, you know, Bob brings a youthful energy to the show. You know, you have Tommy and Frankie and Nick that are a little bit older. Bob was the youngest in the group. Okay. And my character, I don't even enter until 20 minutes into the show, which is kind of awesome. I'm like hanging out on my couch as everyone, while everyone else is working. And then, and when I come on, you know, the show has gotten to a point where, you know, you've gotten to know these 3 guys, and then a new energy comes on, and it kind of, you know, it, you know, sends a resurgence in the show and a new energy. And so that's a lot of fun. And also, my entrance, I sing my solo song called Cry For Me, which is when you hear the 4 seasons together for the first time, like the actual 4 seasons, you know, because throughout the first 20 minutes, you've seen a bunch of, you know, different auditions of guys in the group. And then finally, like, they find their 4th guy, and it, you know, each guy comes in, and then suddenly you hear that sound for the first time, and you just can't beat it.
Well, you sold me. Why should the rest of College Station come out and watch you guys this weekend?
Because it is so much fun. It is the highest energy show I've ever been a part of. And also, you know, if you don't think you know the story of the 4 seasons or the songs of the 4 seasons, I promise you, you'll come see the show and you'll hear songs and you'll be like, oh, wait, I know that song. Or I've heard this version of that song. You know, like Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Everyone knows that song, but they've heard, like, Lauryn Hill's version or, you know, all these different artists that have covered it. But you'll be sitting in the audience and every song will come up and you'll be like, I've heard that, I know that. Oh, these guys, that's how it was written, and, you know, that's who wrote it, and that's the inspiration behind it. And also, some of the stories behind the songs are really funny. You know, there's a lot of comedy behind these songs, like Oh What a Night, December 63, which is one of my solos. The story behind it is very funny, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.